Turn in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10. The Bible says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Praise the Lord. I will preach tonight, just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on God's masterpiece. Amen. God's masterpiece. As we look at this and we see God in as He's ministering to us, and He's preparing to bring us in the audience chamber before a king. Amen. The audience chamber before a king, pray God, into the divine presence of said king. If you look in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." So we have, as God's masterpiece, God bringing us into His audience chamber, into the presence of the King, praise God, and in the very presence of God. Amen. And what a terrifying aspect this could be, to be coming into the presence of the King of glory. Amen. Praise God. In all His majesty and His power and His authority, if it wasn't for one thing. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number, chapter 2 and verse number 1, He said, "And you," that's me and you, "hath He quickened," and God did that, "who were dead in trespasses and sins." Amen. Praise God. Said, God did that. He quickened you. That means to make alive that it was dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but God Almighty quickened us, praise God, unto Himself. And then verse number 6, and said, "hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places." Now watch this. "In Christ Jesus." So not only did He revive us from the dead, bring us, make us alive, but praise God, we rose up together, praise God, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but that excites my heart. Praise God. It tells us where this thing is headed. Praise God. So we see as it's playing out here, that we see this scene, and we see Him presenting us under the throne room of God, into the presence of royalty, bringing us in right before the King. Praise His holy name. Isn't it an amazing thing? And we hear a sweet voice in verse number 19. Just think about this, the sweet voice of the Lord. He said, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Glory, hallelujah. A spirit and a sweet voice of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, "You're not foreigners. You're not outcasts. Praise God." But He said, "You're fellow citizens with the household of God." Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, that's a big contrast to what we were. Amen. If you look at what we were, verse number 11, He said, "Wherefore remember ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and with God and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Amen. He said, praise God. He said, you were alienated. You were isolated. You were a part of that common crowd that was separated from God and the commonwealth of Israel. And you were strangers to the covenant. You had no hope, praise God, in this world. And you were out without God in this world. He said, that's who you were. But pray God, ain't you glad? The contrast to now. He said, we were far off. But now, He said, glory, hallelujah, we are brought nigh. Amen. Those that were far off, praise God. He said, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. How did we get close? How did we get in the right place? How did we get in a direction where God could use us? It was through the blood of Jesus Christ that brought us that blessed hope and put us in a right place. right place where God could bless us and God could help us. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad He found me that night. March 1976, I praise God, the blood was applied to my life. Saved me by His marvelous grace. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory, hallelujah. Man, now I was nobody. I'm somebody going someplace. Praise His holy name. It was made possible through Jesus Christ. We have access through the Son, through the blood of His Son. Amen. He said, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off. Hey, we were, Brother Charles, we were way far off. Amen. Amen. Alienated and isolated from God. But we've been made nigh by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was through His blood, praise God, that we have an opportunity to be a child of the King. Praise God. Ain't you glad? Amen. It's through Christ. It's through the Lord. Amen. In John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, no man cometh to the Father but by Me. There's not only one way to get there. Praise God. It was come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. After we've been redeemed. Amen. The Holy God, the Holy Spirit of God introduces that new person. Amen. Introduce that new person into the courts of heaven. You ever think about that? Glory, hallelujah. He said, we have our citizenship. It's now in heaven. It's as if we're already there. Amen. It's not one day we'll get there. One day we'll have the hope. Praise God. He said, now is our citizenship already in heaven. Amen. You might say we've already got a mailing address. Amen. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah, Boulevard. Amen. That'll be our home. And can the Spirit introduce us in? Oh, what are you saying? I'm saying we don't have to go through Peter. Amen. Peter can't get us in. Peter don't have the right combination. Praise God. We don't have to go to Peter. It's not by asking Peter that we're able to get in. It's not by coming through and consulting with those saints in heaven. If it'll be all right for us to come in, praise God. If we don't have to consult the saints. Amen. We don't have to consult. We don't have to ask those angels in heaven if it'd be all right for us to come in. Amen. If it'll be okay for us to take up our position. And we definitely don't have to go through the mother of Jesus. Amen. Let me say, you've got to go through the mother of Jesus to get to heaven. Praise God. I won't say, amen, our place is prepared. We don't have to go through the mother of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. She said that Jesus was her Savior, just like He's ours. She was a vessel that God used. Amen. A chosen vessel. Among women, not above women. Praise the Lord. Every little old Jewish girl was looking for an opportunity to be the mother of the Messiah. Amen. The Christ, the God, the anointed one of God. We don't have to go through, the mother of Jesus to get into heaven. The Bible says we have one mediator. A mediator of one, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's the only one. He's the one that gets where. He's the one that makes provision for me and you to get there. And it's through Jesus Christ, praise God, that the Father rejoices, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He rejoices in that one new person whose name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Father in glory begins to rejoice, praise God, at the presence and the position of one new child of God. You didn't realize when you got saved that it made such a difference in heaven. Amen. It makes a difference in heaven, praise God. There's rejoicing in heaven, praise God, when an old sinner gets saved. Amen. Rejoicing over one person. Amen. And He welcomes us. The Father welcomes us into His presence. Glory. Could you imagine? Amen. Praise the Lord. And one of these days we'll get to be there in person. Praise God. So what are you talking about this evening? I'm talking about God's masterpiece. He says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in Him. Amen. We're His workmanship. Now that workmanship in the Greek, that literally means a majestic poem or a masterpiece. Amen. Something that's special, something that is a masterpiece. Praise God. And we have that because we were chosen in Christ. It started with being chosen, Brother Charles, in Him. If you go back to Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 4, it says, according as He hath chosen us in Him, Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and with blame before Him in what? In love. He's, in other words, God so loved us that He saved us, praise God, and He's helping us, making us to be holy and without blame, praise God, before Him. So when we come into His presence, praise the Lord, we come in through Christ Jesus because we're chosen in Christ for this position. Amen? In other words, in the ages past, God was thinking about us. You and me, in the ages past, we were on His mind. Amen? Praise God. He's thinking about us. He was loving us. Praise God. He was planning to bless us. Ain't that an amazing thing? Before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb, God already had a plan to touch you and to bless you. Amen. Praise God. To bless your life. To love you and care for you. Amen. Before Satan tried to spoil our happiness. Before Satan tried to mess up our joy. To take away our joy. God already had a plan. Amen. I'm glad I was part of His plan. Amen. Because God was a... He said, we are His workmanship. Amen. He didn't say that we might be or we could be one day. He said we are. That's right now. That's present tense. Amen. Amen. In case you know, God's working on you. Amen. We can see it. We can see it in each other. Amen. We're not the same people we were last week or last month or last year or 10 years ago. I mean, we're evolving into that God would have us to be. And He's making us into His people, into somebody, praise God, that He can present to Himself one day in a little while, that we can be into the very presence of God. So while the devil was scheming, praise God, and trying to spoil our happiness and take away our joy, God was had a plan God was working out. Amen? And it was for whosoever will or all of us who would believe on Lord Jesus Christ that we could be made blameless. Amen? That all of us who would believe on Jesus Christ could be made blameless. To stand before God without blame. Amen? As part of His masterpiece. As part of His workmanship. Amen? You say, well, how was this masterpiece produced? We can see it in Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. We see the making of this masterpiece, how it was put together. And we see that He's quickened us, amen, taken us from we were dead in our trespasses and our sins, in our past faults, in our past failures, in our past shortcomings. And He's a remanufacturing us, if you will, from the inside out and making it in the likeness of His dear Son. Amen? We have to, how could God make such a masterpiece out of somebody like me? I mean, He ain't got you think within yourself, well, He don't have much material to work with. Amen? He started with me, Brother Bob. He had faulty material to begin with. Amen? Now, I don't know about you, the material the Lord made out of me is pretty sorry and no account. But praise God, I'm glad that God can take something that's sorry and no account and make something out of it. Praise God. That's what He did. Amen. Praise God. Because He loves us and He cares for us. So He took an old faulty something or another and He's remanufactured it from the inside out that He could get the glory out of our life. So he produces something out of a faulty material. Amen. But look at what the natural nature of the person, praise God, He had to work with. He said you had to quicken because we were dead, who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's what He had to work with. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. He said, we were walking in a worldly fashion. He said, according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air. In other words, we was letting the devil tell us what to do. Amen? Hey, still a lot of people today, I believe, letting the devil tell them what to do. He said, the spirit did not work in children of disobedience. There's a lot of people that's still disobedient to God. They're doing those things that they know is contrary to the Word of God. And there's going to be a day of reckoning, and there's going to be a day we're going to have to give an account for that. It's among whom also we all, now listen to this, we all, every one of us, had our conversation, that's our manner of living, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature, here it is, and by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. He said, that's who we were. It was the nature of the person that we were. And if it would have been left there, if we'd been left to ourselves there, we'd have been doomed. There would have been no hope for us. But ain't you glad God come along? Ain't you glad, praise God, that God made the difference? Amen. It was the nature of the person. It was the walk of that natural person that we see in verse number 2. It walking in the course of this world. Walking according to the prince of the power of the air. His spirit not working, children is disobedient. He said, we were walking like the rest of the world. Amen. The world is wicked, and if we ain't careful, we'll walk with them. Amen. We'll go in the same direction they go. If we ain't careful, we'll get used to being in the dark. Hello? It's an easy thing to do, but praise God. He said, but God Almighty's there to help us. But I'm glad, and this could have been a bad position. It could have been a bad place to go. It would have been a place where God couldn't use us as His masterpiece. But thank God for verse number 4. Verse number 4, it says, but God. Amen. The but God of verse number 4 makes it all difference. So this is the way we were, but it says, but God. That means that this is the way that me and you were, Brother Bobby, but God began to act. Amen. It was nothing that we could have done. It's what God did. Amen. God began to act. He began to change. We began to change us. We began to be changed by His touch. Amen. God began to change us by His touch. He began to reach down where we were, and He began to touch us. And He began to tug on our hearts, and He began to change us and mold us and make us into something that was totally different from what we used to be. Thank God for the but God. He says in verse number 4, but God who is rich in mercy. The reason He's had that showed that mercy is for His great love. That's a magnitude of love, praise God, that you and I can't even comprehend. The love that God has for us, praise God, is a love that's literally out of this world. He said, for His great love wherewith He loved us. So He said this great magnitude of love that God showed forth to us, it was the reason that God was able to make this masterpiece, that He was able to make this workmanship, praise God, that could be printed, could be presented into the very presence of royalty. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. This but that we see, that's a bridge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It comes to a place that it gives a life to those that are dead. Amen. It takes and transforms us from a dead something to a living something, from a transgressing something, praise God, to a something that's a hit in the mark. Amen. God's masterpiece in the audience of God, brought into His theater for Him to see us. Amen. Praise God in glory. Praise His name. So we see this thing play out. And we see something that was fit for nothing, made and transformed into a marvelous something another. Amen. It kind of reminds me of the story they said at this fellow, they was building this great cathedral. A magnificent cathedral, and the stuff that was no count, they was throwing out, you know, the pieces of things that were discarded. And said this fellow was walking along and said, and he said that this piece of marble cried out to him. And said that piece of marble was crying, glory, glory. And this fellow seen this piece of marble, and he said, well, there's something special in there. Amen. And they said, in that old piece of junk, that old piece of dusty marble. He said, yeah, in that piece of dusty marble. He said, there's an angel. And he said, let me go home, get my mallet, in my chisel. Amen. And said that man took that mallet and chisel and that piece of marble, that piece of old dusty marble, and he began to peck on it and to look at it and turn it and twist it. And praise God, before you know it, he had carved out an angel out of that marble. Amen. That marble that he said was hollered, was saying glory, glory, glory. Praise God. True story. That man, they said, was Michelangelo. Amen. And out of a dirty, filthy piece of dusty marble, he saw God, an angel saying, glory, glory, glory. Amen. God out of a dirty, filthy vessel like us. Amen. Something that was vile and disgusting to look upon. Praise God. Something that the world still looks down upon, and some would look at us in disgust because of who we are and who we're trying to be in this life's days, this dispensation of grace. But God Almighty sees us in a totally different light. He sees us, praise God, is that something special in a piece of marble, that something special in a piece of clay. And he puts us on the wheel, praise God, and he molds us and he makes us in the likeness of his image. Glory, glory be to God, so that one day, all the little imperfections, because God, who's rich in mercy, and with great love to usward, amen, and the love that he has for us, praise God, that one day we could be raised up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. That we're ushered in to the presence of the Lord. Can you just imagine? I think about it, sometimes I get plumb goofy thinking about it. Going in, you know, myself, my little old finite mind, going to the presence of God, getting up there, I'm like, glory, hallelujah. Hey, how you doing? Amen. Whoa, man, look at that. And the Lord said, come on, son. You got all eternity to look at all this stuff. Amen. Praise God. He's done a miracle in my life. He's done changed me from this operation. He's made it possible for me to be there. And boy, and as I think about myself, trembling in my soul, praise God, because of who I know, that I was. Amen. It's like I told somebody, we have to be able to forgive ourselves. Get past who we were to who God would have us to be. And God said we could be at that without spot or blemish, but without blame before Him in love. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 4. That we could be presented as a workman, a workmanship, a masterpiece before God. Let me just say this. Can you imagine what it'd be like one day when God Almighty, He says, calls out to the universe. Amen. And he says, I want to show you something. He said, I got some work here, masterpieces. I want you to see. Praise God. And he sets all of us up there for the universe to look at. Amen. All of us. You say, preacher, you mean God would put us on display? That's what he's talking about. Paul's talking about in Ephesians chapter 2 that God Almighty could take a dirty, rotten scoundrel, a wicked person, a wicked something, clean it up, praise God, because of his richness, his love, and his mercy, and make us into something that's presentable before the throne room of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I can't do that. You can't do that. We don't have the capacity to clean ourselves up enough to be presented before the throne room of God. But God says, but God is able to do that for us. He does it through His Son, Jesus Christ, through that blood that was shed for you and I on Calvary. Verse number 7, he says this, that in the ages to come, you think I'm making this up, pulling it out of a hat, verse number 7, he says, that in the ages to come, he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen? See, he said, so what he's going to do? He said, in the ages to come, he said, not, but he said, in the ages to come, praise God, he's going to show us as a masterpiece that he created for himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they had a plan in this thing. Amen. God, the devil saw that. He said, praise God, I've got them. They put them down there in that garden. I'm going to go tempt them. Amen. Hello? We're easily tempted, right? This old flesh is easily deceived. It's easy to get it to go in the wrong direction. But God Almighty, he said, you know what? Are we going to work on this? They'll say, I get them down there in that garden. They put them down there in that garden. He said, I'll lay it on them. He said, I'll go down there and I'll tempt them with the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, praise God. And I'll minister to them, and I'll say, you know what? All you got to do is just do what God said not to do, and you'll be as God, knowing good and evil. Amen. He wasn't telling an out-and-out lie, praise God. He was giving them a half-truth. But God had done said to stay away from that. That was a forbidden fruit. Amen. But of course, you know the Paul Harvey version, the rest of the story, they partook of it. And they began to die. But God had a plan before that. And this was his plan. Paul lays it out in Ephesians chapter 2. He said God had a plan that through Jesus Christ, praise God, all sinful men would come through him, through the blood of the Lamb, that we would be saved, and we'd rise up together with him to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so that at the end of the age, when this thing's said and done, God was going to get the glory. God was going to get the victory. God was going to create him a masterpiece, display piece. I praise God. He was going to show off to the universe. I just wonder. Now, God's had this plan the whole time. And one day, after a little while, when the old devil's defeated, and right before the Lord gives him a swift kick in the caboose into the lake of fire, if he ain't going to just have us there on display for the devil to see, he's going to say, look at this. Amen. You thought you could destroy. You thought you could turn that. You thought you could. But praise God, he said, these are my masterpieces. And said, devil, All that you did, praise God, was help them to see their inability and to show them my ability to keep them and maintain them, to create in them a great masterpiece for my glory. Amen. Praise God. So we could enter into him. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, for through him, verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Praise God, we're ushered in through that one Spirit into the presence of royalty. Praise the Lord. Ain't that something? Praise God, that's what God's done for us. That's what he's doing. That's what he's working on. Amen. And we're part of it. And we just commit and submit ourselves to the Lord. Praise God, just believe in his word and his truth. Receive the help that he has to give us. Realize and praise God that we are his workmanship. You are his masterpiece. Amen. Praise God. I guess we just need to polish ourselves up and just be the best that we can for the glory of God. Amen. Hey, I don't want to make my Lord's work any harder than it needs to be. Praise the Lord. So I just want to listen to him, follow in the plan, praise God, and looking for that glorious day of his appearing. Expect until he comes. What do we got to do? Praise God. We just got to believe in him. We got to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that he's going to take us and protect us and keep us and one day present us unto himself. Paul said, without spot or blemish or any such thing. Ain't going to be nothing there. Amen. We're going to be perfect the way God created us to be. Perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and his resurrection. The precious blood that was shed on Calvary cleanses us and makes us clean. Amen. Praise God. We're like that old dusty piece of marble. Wipe the dust off of it, look at it, and see what's there. Amen. Something beautiful to behold. All it needed to be was be scratched out. Amen. And that's what God does when He says, but God, who's rich in mercy, or great love wherewith He loved us. Because He loved us enough, praise God, He paid the price so that we could be His great masterpiece. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you ever think of yourself as a masterpiece? I never thought of myself of anything like that. But praise God, God's making it for Himself. What He's doing with our lives, He's changing us and making us into what He'd have us to be. Not who we are. And we get there through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, no man come to the Father but by Me. Amen. That's how we're going to get there. That's how we're going to become that masterpiece that He's trying to create for Himself. Glory to God. He said, hey, so He wants it for Himself a whole lot more than you want it for yourself. Because He wants to be able to present you one day. And He will. And so He would present us without spot or blemish. Amen. Because it's under the blood. That blood polishes and cleans and makes us whole. Amen.